I was sitting in a real plush restaurant in a southern city. The pastor was there, and two or three other preachers were there eating with us. And this waitress came, and she gave us something, looked like a morning paper, a great big menu, hundreds of things on it. And very plush restaurant, gorgeous, thick carpet, good china, silver, crystal, no peanut butter glasses to drink out of, first class all the way. And so I said, I don't need a menu. Just give me a Big Mac, quarter pounder, some french fries, and a chocolate shake. She said, looked at me, and she said, "Won't you grow up?" And I said, "Ma'am, I met a grown-up person one time and decided I didn't want to be that way." She didn't know I was talking to her then. We kept acting like little children. I don't mean we misbehaved or caused any, played any havoc in the restaurant. But as I walked out, paid the ticket, bill, a little old lady walked up. Her hair was very white, real sweet-looking little lady. I do not know if she's a Christian or not. But she said to me, she said, "Young man, and I said, I assume she's talking to me, fellas. She said, "Don't ever grow up. I enjoyed being in the same restaurant with you today." Lady came to visit our church one Sunday. Went down to the First Christian Church down the street. I guess it's still there. Maybe it's moved now. I shouldn't have called the name of the church. But this is what she said. She said, "Well, we were running about 4,000 or 5,000, I guess, at the time. Attendance, they're running 300 or 400. And she said, "I enjoyed being in your little church today. Little church." I said, "Thank you. Where do you go to church?" And she said, "I go to this big church down here on the corner. We're 10 times as big as they." But she said, "Little church. I'm Georgia, little church today." There's an attribute that God has for us that is in easy reach of all of us. And that is to be childlike in spirit. Look, ladies and gentlemen, did God call us his scholars? Did God call us his adults? No, sir. He called us his children. And God wants there to be in each of us a little spark of divine childhood, because God knows we'll enjoy life more if we have it. People say, "Well, the house, how do you take all you go through?" I was thinking this morning about these doctors. I saw Dr. Geargos walk in, saw Dr. Streeter's back here with them, and Dr. Shoemaker, I think I saw him this morning somewhere. Same with the doctors. One of them said to me last night, said, "Pastor, I've got to tell somebody this week. He has terminal cancer." And I got thinking about all the people that I've told that. How many times I've told people that their loved ones have passed away. And you say, "Pastor, how do you take it?" I take it this way. There's a heap of little boy inside me. Jesus put it there, just like he put my tears, just like he put my desire to preach. There's a heap of little boy in me, of child likeness or child spirit in me, that God wants us to have. Now, I feel for you, those of you that don't have this little impishness in you, whereby that a certain enrichment comes to your life. For example, we enjoyed it a while ago when this little boy over here got his pants dirty. We enjoyed that. And did you see a little childlikeness on his face when he was caught? Huh? And we enjoyed that. You know, I don't subscribe at all to this kind of Christianity where you come to church and you can't even smile while you're at church. You know, it's all the Lord is in his holy temple, and all the earth keeps silence before him. all fooey on that stuff. Jesus never started that. Listen, he said you're supposed to be like little children. Little children don't do that. Little children have fun. Little children, there's a wonder about the whole world, an ever-exploring type of personality in a little child. Lord's Supper time, very sacred time to me, Lord's Supper time, and no preacher in the world feels any closer to God at communion time than I do. But my little boy comes out a little bit. My child is a how, because I always try to beat you through. Now, be honest. Do you feel better when you get yours passed out first or when I get mine passed out first? Notice that little boy in him right now? Sure. Now, you say, oh, how unsacred. They called you Pharisees in the Bible. It's not sacred. I mean, you know, you can love and laugh at the same time. I always, my little boy part comes out of me on this seat over here with these girls who are not listening right now. On the front row, the three not listening. Right where they're sitting. The three fattest deacons always sit right there. Never have understood why they don't put Lanny Cantway and who else is skinny? Who? Yeah, Chambers. Put Chambers and Cantway and guys like that over here. What do they do? Laity. Some of the other balloons, they sit over there. You see. You say, Brother Heil, this is a holy and sacred time. Of course it's holy and sacred. Of course it is. But I'm also supposed to be like a little child. And God wants us to enjoy our Christianity like that. This morning, I was trying to beat Boardway here to the end. He beat me the first time, but I got him a second time. And Cantway didn't get a piece of bread. So Cantway, I went back and gave it to him, but if Cantway weren't so bunglesome, I'd have beat him both times today. You see, look, I didn't write it, God did. Except to be converted and become as little children. Suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such. He's not saying, little children came to heaven. He's saying, no, he's saying that child spirit is what the kingdom of heaven is all about. That, boy, isn't this fun? Boy, aren't we having a good time? Boy, I get to go riding in a car today. Let's count the trains as they go by. 175, 176, 342. I mean, that, look, you're not unspiritual if you obey the command of God and let this child faith, this child spirit enter into you. You'll find it in all great men. You'll find it in the greatest men in human history. That little trace of childlike heart. Wordsworth said, wisdom is oft times nearer when we stoop than when we soar. It's the middle man, not the great man, who's locked in his prison house of adulthood. Look at Willie Mays as he used to play baseball. I think the greatest baseball player, all-around player that ever lived was Willie Mays. But look at him as he got that bat, stood up there, and as a fastball would come right down the middle. Boy, those teeth would show through that black face and a big smile before he ever hit the ball. I mean, boy, I've seen him smile because he knew he was going to hit it. And watch him as he, watch Willie Mays, the all-star baseball player, Hall of Famer. Watch him with a stick out on the street in New York City playing ball with the kids. Watch Magic Johnson play basketball. Watch Pete Rose slide into third base head first. I'm saying that the greats, the giants, the nobles are all men who have that little touch of childness and the child spirit in them. You'll watch Pete Rose play baseball, you will see a touch of vacant lot, little league, in everything he does. I'm talking about a Russell Anderson, multi-millionaire, in Nassau, Bahamas, with me in a department store. And I heard something go, psst, 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 psst. I said, Russ, what is that? I don't know. And I felt something wet in the back of my head. He had taken the sample bottle of Chanel No. 5 and squirted half that bottle right there in the back of my head. You say, for the Hiles, multi-millionaire, playing like a child, I just think you ought to grow up. Well, you probably have other problems, too, though, than that. See us pastors. I mean as sincere a group of men as you'll find in the world. I mean it. You won't find a more sincere preacher alive than the fellow you're hearing right now. And you won't find a more sincere group of men than you find on this platform. But see us sometimes with Dr. O'Clair scared to death to walk out for fear when he gets outside we'll not follow. And see us one Sunday night we didn't follow. And he comes walking out here by himself, looks back, and nobody follows. You say, don't you preach the Bible? I am preaching the Bible, sir, puss. I'm trying to get you to be like a little child. Enjoy it! Live it up! Good night! You're God's child, not God's senior citizen. See, John Rice in Marion, Ohio. We couldn't find him after service one morning, and we looked and looked. It's time to go eat. We were late and couldn't find him. Finally, somebody said, there he is! There was John Rice playing hopscotch on the sidewalk down there. 80 years old playing hopscotch. Some little children on the sidewalk. Or see a John Penley, or a Larry Stromberg, or a Jim Vineyard, or a Mrs. Evans, or even these good men in the choir here who love God and love me and love this church and yet have discovered what most of us never discover. And that is one of the choicest gifts that God gives us when he saves us is that holy expectancy of childhood. That new, every bit of dust is just another bit of dew. And every morning is a new day with wide-eyed expectancy and opportunities. I wonder what God's going to do for me today. I wonder what God has in store for me today. I like what Joe Namath said. He said, I don't like Joe Namath, but he said, I can't wait till tomorrow because I'm getting better looking every day. And I know how you feel. But I mean, I don't say that, but I say, I can't wait till tomorrow. I want to find out what God has for me on tomorrow. Can't wait. Get up in the morning and say, boy, I'm alive still. Boy, I've got a new day ahead of me. This is the day the Lord hath made. I wonder what God has for me. Listen, every Christian ought to make every day just like a child that goes to the zoo or goes to the park, amusement park. Boy, look at that merry-go-round. Look at that loop. That's what Jesus meant. Our Lord wasn't saying, suffer the little children, forbid them not to come unto me for such a... He was saying, come on, kids. I want my children to act like that. This child spirit. See Harley Dunsworth, just before he died, pitching horseshoes down here with Ed Roush, both of them trying to cheat so they could win. Picture a picnic we had at Riverside Park when I beat Harley Dunsworth the only time in my life in horseshoes. Then he got sick and died. I wouldn't play him anymore. Every time he'd see me, let's play some horseshoes. No, I've retired undefeated, Harley. I bet your quarry's got horseshoes waiting for me when I get to heaven. See an old Uncle Bill Foss outside in his senior years with a pocket full of candy. Giving candy to all the little children on Sunday morning. That sweet, childlike faith and optimism and enthusiasm and zeal. That's what the old Christian world needs. And that's what God has for every single person in this room this morning.
Don't lose that childlike spirit, that spirit of wonder with its visions and voices, where disappointments do not sour and pain does not dull the edge of love. That childlike spirit where the dew of heaven makes morning even at eventide. That spontaneity of being receptive, and that spirit that knows nothing of a haunting past and yet is not anxious about the future. That spirit that is not overlaid with yesterday's sin or tomorrow's project and has no heart for today. That spirit that considers the lilies and considers the ravens, considers the sparrows. That spirit that cannot remember yesterday's fuss with a friend. Cindy and KK have fussed more than any two girls in the history of the world because they were real good friends when they were little children. And I can see Cindy now coming down out of her room. I'll never speak to her again. And I can recall KK staying at our house 2 or 3 hours and neither one of them speaking. That's why John and I don't speak. And I can call KK going home and Cindy wouldn't even tell her goodbye. And the first thing tomorrow morning, Cindy would say, "Could I have KK over today?" Don't you wish you were like that? Don't you wish you didn't hold it? Ah! Ah! The Lord Jesus wants you to have that little child spirit. That's what makes churches die. We lose our child spirit. That's what makes preaching dry. It's lost its child spirit. You show me any great preacher in this world, and I'll show you. Listen, the funniest men I know alive are God's great men. Why? Because that spice, that flavor of a touch of childlikeness is the thing that attracts you. Preaching. That's what makes church members disgruntled. That's why you get upset. That's why you leave a church. You lose that, "Oh, this is great. Oh, this is wonderful. Oh, look at those sinners at the altar. My, look at this crowd. Hey, look what we're getting to do. Aren't we having fun?" Let me tell you something, buddy. There's been enough of everything in this room this morning to satisfy everything any Christian needs if you just get your appetite all fixed up. I'll say a word about that tonight. I'm not going to live in history and miss it. I'm not going to be a part of church history right here and miss it. Good night. I'm going to keep my eyes wide open. I'm going to keep my child spirit. And I'm going to look around and see this great crowd Sunday after Sunday and say, "Boy, I'm a part of it." I'm going to go to that little graduation exercise we had yesterday morning for Hammond City Baptist High School, one of the sweetest services I was ever in my life. I sat there, Brother John, and I said, "What's wrong with our people? What in the world is wrong with our people?" That Hammond City Baptist High School bus kid graduation, one of the sweetest moments this church has ever spent. Man alive, I don't miss anything. Funerals, come to them. They're great. So the sweetest times we have in this church is we get together here in the service, in the coronation commencement exercise for somebody who's going to heaven from our midst. Ordination, sir. John, you'll vouch for this. Some of the most marvelous times we have in this church is in that chapel. And yet you're not childlike enough. Say, "Boy, I want to go. I want to go. Mommy, I want to go. Mommy, I want to go." When Earlene's twins or babies would spell things like you do, you know, like the preachers, two preachers went to a house and a little girl came to the door. "Boy, was she ever ugly. Ugliest girl you'd ever imagine." One preacher said to the other, said, "She's not very P-R-E-T-T-Y, is she?" The little girl said, no, sir, but a pretty S-M-A-R-T. Every time we'd spell something, Athy and Margaret would say, "I want to go. I want to go. I want to go too. I want to go. I don't want to miss it. Not anything. I want to be there. I want to have my expectancy and my wonderment and my excitement and my thrill. I'm not going to sit there and yawn while sinners are getting born again and say, I wonder when we're going to get to go home today. If you want to live that way, go ahead, you old crab. Not me, buddy. Not me. I'm not going to grow up. Never. Say, when in the world are you going to grow up and will your preaching become mature when the crowd is empty? Nobody wants to go hear a corpse beside a poor Thanatopsis. Nobody wants to hear a man sentenced to die, lecture on misery of dying. Folks want somebody that's alive. As a child, expectancy and wonderment and joy and excitement and thrill. And that's what God has for every single one of you. Well, you say, I'm more the serious type. No, you're not. God has a flavor for your life. You'd be amazed. Like a child with his joy. Ruskin said, I'd rather live in a cottage and wonder at everything than in a castle and wonder at nothing. I'm not going to miss sunrise. Some of you folks haven't seen a sunrise in years. I'm not going to miss a sunset. I'm not going to go to bed at night without trying to catch a few glimpses of a few stars. Stars are something they have at night out west. I'm not going to miss it. How about you? May I have this one? I walk down a turn this up, please. I walk down a sidewalk and get me a rock and kick it and try to get it to land on the crack of the sidewalk. Or I walk a little hair field and try to miss the crack. So, like that, all the way through. You say, you're sort of dumb. You're the one frowning. There's a whole world out there, folks. There are daffodils out there you've not noticed lately. There are roses out there you've not inspected lately. There's a sun out there we haven't seen lately. There's a moon at night. Stars. There are trees out there. There are blooms and leaves and blossoms. There are birds out there singing like feathered choirs for our enjoyment. Man, there's not a day in my life when I'm on the road especially, I try to find me some birds and listen to them. I spent 15 minutes one morning this week before you got up inspecting the roses, the flowers. There's a whole world out there God's made for me. And I'm going to go through it like a little child. Say, Mommy, can I have some cotton candy? Now you can go through it. Well, I'll tell you what, I just don't feel very good this morning. Well, it didn't feel good. God's alive, isn't he? You're going to heaven, aren't you? You have a whole world God's made for you. Live it up! That child spirit. I'm not going to miss sunrise, getting up, or a car ride, or nice clothes, or my church, or communion, or the meaning of a song, or the joy of preaching, or the excitement of invitation. The other day, it's early in the morning, nobody was stirring but this louse. I was walking. I walked into Cindy's room. She was asleep. One foot was sticking out from under the cover. You know what I saw? First thing I saw was that little foot that I had made a mistake on one time in putting a little booties on. I put a piece of elastic between her big toe and the toe next to it. And it pained her so much and we didn't know about it. By the time we got to it, it had separated her little toes. And to this day, she has a little space between the big toe Look at it sometime, you'll see it. And the toe next to it. And I saw that little foot sticking out. Little foot, not anymore. But you know what I did? Walked over, picked her foot up. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. What are you doing, Dad? This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy cried, wee, 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 all the way home. This little piggy said, I want some corn. This little piggy said, where are you going to get it at? This little piggy said, out of Master's barn. This little piggy said, I'm going to tell. This little piggy said, hee, 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 hee. Now, you want to miss that? Go ahead, not me. Well, somebody else owns those feet now. I'm going to enjoy it while I can. We only go through one time, just once. And life's sun sets so swiftly. Our Lord Jesus looked out and he said, I want my children to have lives that are rich, delightful, exciting. And he said, followers, I want you to love me. I want you to feel deeply. I want you to be serious-minded. But he said, I want there to be a little sparkle, a little touch of child-likeness so that life will be richer and fuller. I do not know who the oldest person here this morning is, but I suspect it's my mother. She'll be 92 in December. But my mother's got a streak of kid in her that wide. And just a little touch of the devil in her, too. Impish. Impish. So, my Lord loves me, and my Lord wants me to enjoy my Christianity with all the thrill and excitement, expectancy and wonderment of childhood. And none of us who's rear children has ever missed this one. Cindy, Dave, or Becky or Linda, jump to Daddy. Jump to Daddy. Come on. Jump to Daddy. Come on. Jump. Jump. And you've seen them. They jump. Brother Colston, stand up on the Lord's Supper table. You think you'd jump? No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. First place, he's too creaky to get up on the Lord's Supper table. But he wouldn't jump. I told my Sunday school class this morning, Christianity is not near as complicated as you make it. Jesus never intended for us to say, okay, I now receive you as my Savior, and I want to walk with you day by day. That's not what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. He died for me. Wonderful. I'll trust you then. I think I'm saved. I'm a Christian. And I have a whole life to live. Excitement and joy. This morning, if you're here, you never have received him. He looks to you and says, jump to me. Jump to me. You'll jump. He'll catch you. He'll take you to heaven. And then he wants you on the journey to enjoy life with all the amazement of life and that life of a child. Our Heavenly Father.